Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Our good friend Jay Myers is here. Jay is a longtime Brain Trust member, 9 years now. And 9 years this month, Jay. So happy anniversary, baby.
I appreciate it, Jim.
Yeah.
Thank you. Happy anniversary.
He's the author of Keep Swinging. By the way, I'm celebrating my 19th anniversary this month.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Doing the show. Jay Myers' books are Hitting the Curveballs and also Keep Swinging. You'll like these books because they're real-world books just like you and from a real-world business owner. Jay, thanks again for being here. You were talking earlier about making the change from technology, from hardware to software, to services, and how that's been the key to you sustaining your business and having something to give to pass along to the next generation. And you were talking about the other companies you're going to be with in the next week or so at an industry event who can't make that shift. They haven't figured out how to shake off the old stuff and adopt the new stuff. They haven't learned about it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but not with how you do it. And so a lot of the reason for that is because they've got some guys with old thinking that just won't change or get out of the way. So they need some succession planning, right? Are you're thinking about that, aren't you?
Well, we really are. I mean, and I think that I thought so much about it that I was asked to write an article for System Contractor News. It's an industry publication. And I had a whole full-page kind of deal about the challenge of succession planning. But in our case, it's kind of broken down into a couple of parts here. But specifically, people are inevitably asked, am I getting ready to retire? Yeah, I'm turning 60 in December, but no, I'm not retiring. Jim, I'm like you. You know, I'm going to keep working out.
My funeral. That's when I'm going to retire.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you know, it's one of those kind of situations that I'm going to continue working, but just not, I don't want to do it in the same role. And here's why. It doesn't have anything to do with I'm tired and I'm worn out or all that kind of jazz and everything. It has more to do with answering a tough question, you know, for your business. Are you the best person to deal with the future of your business and your industry? Mm-hmm. Are you the person that has the DNA and the necessary skills to be able to, and also the other part of it, too, is just a mindset and everything to have. In our case, you know, we're looking at bringing my son in, who has been working for us for almost 2 years, bright young man, DePaul MBA and everything, but a new set of ideas about how to run the business. That's really our biggest goal. I'm going to take the role as like a chairman. We'll have board meetings.
But don't you think the healthy way to do this is to blend your fundamentals and your history and knowledge of things. You founded the company from nothing. Take that and let part of that make way for new thinking, but not to let the new thinking have the young kids have so much control that they run into the dirt again. You know, you've got to have, you know, fundamentals are fundamentals for a reason. You know, things like cash flow have been the same for 10,000 years, right?
Well, yeah, Jim, and there's a practical side of this. You and I both know with a business like mine and everything, you got lines of credit, you got personal guarantees. Those are things that my son's not going to be able to produce as the CEO of the business. Mm-hmm. But what he can do is, and what we're excited about, is that he can bring some new thoughts, ideas. He's not so jaded by 5, 10, 20 years of doing stuff in the industry.
Right.
And I think that particularly as we talk back to the original topic there about migration to services income, he's the type of person that can help us get there because
right. His
mind is very clear about what we need to do.
Plus, more and more your customers look like him, right?
Well, that's a great point, Jim, and in fact, that's a great point. Most of my customers don't look like me. They do look like almost millennials, a little bit older than that. And You know, in the second book, the Hitting the Curveballs, I made a big deal about millennials.
You know, the leading edge of the millennials is they're about 37 now, 38.
Yeah. Yeah. And so those are the decision makers. So that's a really good point, Jim, that you got to match, you know, your personnel to your customers and everything. You don't need, you know, granddad walking in there and you've got a young, young customer. I mean, it doesn't play as well. So
how are you handling the team though? How do you say your son's been working for 2 years? They know it's a your employees know it's a close to hell company. They probably been seeing this coming. But how are you managing bringing in the prince to be over the manor?
Well, it's a great point, and my son has been a very independent guy and his own man for a number of years. I just have to go on record saying that he lived in Chicago, got 2 degrees in fall.
He left and came back. That's really important.
Yeah, he came back to Memphis for this opportunity, and you know, it's one of those things, Jim. It's gut wrenching, but you have to look at the situation and say, you know, what's best for your business? Not maybe it's not even personally what's best for me, but what's the best thing for the business?
Right.
And I had two options. I'll be very honest with you and say it on air to all your listeners. I've either got to the point where I was either going to sell the business, or I wanted to see what we could do for it in the future. And my wife and I talked about it, prayed about it, and finally thought, you know what? You would regret, she was saying to me, you would regret it for the rest of your life.
Well, congratulations on having an option like that, where a son or child who's gone off and made it on their own and decided to come back. Let's keep this going. I want to keep hearing more about how this works out over the next few months and years. How about that?
Well, I appreciate it, Jim. And all I can say is pray for us. It's a day-to-day thing.
We'll pray for all of us. Give me the website quickly one more time.
ISITN.com and jmyersceo.com.
There you go. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.